In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome to this new week. We are in the fourth week of Lent, Church Year C. Today is Monday, the 1st of April, 2019. This is Catholic Meditation with me, Father Blessed. We thank God for bringing us to this new month. Thank you for beginning your day with us. Let us pray. O God, who renew the world through mysteries beyond all telling, grant, we pray, that your church may be guided by your eternal design and not be deprived of your help in this present age. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Today's first reading is taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 65, verses 17 to 21. The gospel is taken from St. John, chapter 4, verses 43 to 54. I read from the first reading. For look, I am going to create new heavens and a new earth, and the past will not be remembered and will come no more to mind. Rather, be joyful, be glad forever at what I am creating. For look, I am creating Jerusalem to be joy, and my people to be gladness. I shall be joyful in Jerusalem, and I shall rejoice in my people. No more will the sound of weeping be heard there, nor the sound of a shriek. Never again will there be an infant there who lives only a few days, nor an old man who does not run his full course. For the youngest will die at 100, and at 100 the sinner will be accursed. They will build houses and live in them. They will plant vineyards and eat their fruit. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Rejoice in the Lord and be joyful. Rejoice in the Lord and be joyful. Dearly beloved, yesterday was the fourth Sunday of Lent. Every fourth Sunday of Lent is called Laetare Sunday, just like every third Sunday of Advent is called Gaudete Sunday. Laetare is a Latin word which means to rejoice or to be glad. So this week is a rejoice week. But why does our Holy Mother, the Church, call this week the rejoice week when she knows fully well we are still within the context of Lent? Yes, she knows. The reason for which she invites us to rejoice is firstly, because we have been into Lenten observance now for 4 weeks. Amidst the pain of Lent, the sacrifices and the sufferings and obligations, she invites us to rejoice and be glad, because these things are meant for our good. We rejoice because we are destroying evil tendencies in us for good to become better persons. We should not observe Holy Lent with gloomy faces. Despite the demands, we should always rejoice and be happy. Secondly, we are almost there. 20 days more, and Easter comes knocking. 2 weeks, and we get into the climax, which is Holy Week. The Church invites us then to rejoice this week in anticipation of the great festivities to come. It will not end with Lent. It will not end in pain and sorrow. When the old life of sin will be destroyed and replaced by our new selves of virtue. When the death of Good Friday would be conquered by the life of the resurrection. Today's readings capture this theme of rejoice and being glad. In the first reading, the prophet Isaiah in his words talks of a new heaven and a new earth. In other words, a rejuvenation, a rebirth. The old would not be remembered and the new would bring much joy. So he uses words as be joyful, be glad, no sound of weeping. The new heaven and new earth are symbolic of the new life to come. This is what the prophet says. For look, I am going to create new heavens and a new earth, and the past will not be remembered and will come no more to mind. Rather, be joyful, be glad forever. I am creating Jerusalem to be joy, and my people to be gladness. I shall be joyful in Jerusalem and rejoice in my people. No more will the sound of weeping be heard. Isaiah chapter 65, verses 17 to 19. To conclude, the prophet says, no more will there be death at young ages. The youngest person will die at 100 years old. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 20. All these, beloved, picture the new creation which will come. It also pictures the new creation we will become after our Lenten journey, when our old selves will be destroyed and put to death, and then our new selves will come to life. God will make us new and forget about our past. Therefore, he invites us to rejoice. We all rejoice at and with new things. We see the joy new things bring to us. New cars, new shoes, new clothes. See children at the start of every school year as they rejoice with their new books and new school material. So too, we would rejoice because of our new selves. God will make us new. He will rejoice with our new selves, and we too shall rejoice. We are tired of the old life of sin and the old life of hunger and starvation, gunshots and deaths. God, through the prophet, promises and assures us that no more will the sound of weeping be heard. How consoling! These words mean even much more to us who have known what it means to hear gunshots like birds chirping and seen dead bodies litter the streets like we see sunrise and sunset. Our tears have become our bread by night and by day. God says we should rejoice because a very short while all this will be over. Today's Psalm, Psalm 30, corroborates the theme of rejoicing. Make music for Yahweh, all you who are faithful to him. Praise his unforgettable holiness. In the evening, tears will come, but joy comes with dawn. You have turned my mourning into dancing, the psalmist says. You have stripped off my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, so my heart will sing to you unceasingly. In the gospel, Jesus begins to effect this joy when he restores to good health the son of a royal official whose son was sick at Capernaum. He brings joy both to the sick boy and his family and also to his community. Dearly beloved, as Christians, we are expected to be joyful and to bring joy to others. One of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is joy. Our troubles are enormous, yet God is greater than them. So let us rejoice and be glad. There is pain when you go to do anything that has to do with bodily torture. Just like when you prune trees, they undergo pain, yet when they begin to bear beautiful fruits, they rejoice. So too, there is trouble, there is pain when we mortify ourselves during Lent, but we shall rejoice when we put to death our old man and the new man comes to life. If you are not a rejoicing and joyful Christian, you cannot bring joy to others. Let your face be bright with joy and rejoicing, and in turn, you will brighten the day and lives of others. You cannot keep others warm if you are yourself not warm. You cannot brighten others if you are yourself always unhappy and gloomy. Go close then to the source of happiness and joy, who is God Himself. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. Many who have taken their own lives is because they gave in to their sorrows and became too gloomy. God's good people, do not be gloomy. Have hope and rejoice. Our God invites us to be a happy people, to rejoice and be joyful. God is in control, and He invites us to rejoice because He will make all things new. Rejoice, be glad, and make others happy and joyful. Have God's joy, bring it to others, and brighten them too. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen. We wish you a very joyful and happy week.